Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Branding Brews Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Wheaton, the owner of Craft Brew Creative, which is a branding and design studio for the craft beverage, craft beer market. So yeah, I'm coming back today with a solo episode. There's lots in the works in regards to some more kind of like video stuff coming up. I got some stuff lined up for the podcast. Just wanted to get this out since it's been a little while. I think it was like January, so wanted to get another episode out here. This, a lot of crazy stuff going on right now with coronavirus. I know a lot of breweries out there, depending on where you're located, I know breweries are taking all their best measures to be safe and trying to make people be comfortable. I know, like cans to go or beer to go, I think is going to be something here in this situation that could be a beneficial way for kind of breweries to keep that income coming in, because you can, people are likely not going to be as inclined to go hang out in a tap room full of people, but if you can get beer to go, then they can go hang out at the house. So it seems like cans and beer to go might be one of those things that kind of helps breweries hang in there a bit, so that's what's going on right now. And we'll see how it all unfolds, right? Just keep an eye on it. Anyway, so today, I mentioned going to be doing a solo thing here. This is an article that I have up on my Craft Brew Creative blog. And if you are not subscribed to my email list, head on over to brandingbrews.com and click on the subscribe tab at the top there. And you can subscribe. I put out these articles fairly frequently. Been doing it for usually about once a week. I'll put out a new article with different content related to branding and design work and stuff. So this particular one is called 7 Crucial Benefits to Strong Brewery Branding. So there's like, about 8,000, I think I heard almost like 9,000 breweries that are out there today, and you are one of them, right? So what's going to determine your success? I mean, it's going to be the quality of your beer, the types of the beer you brew, your location, your customer service, your customer interactions, your tap room, your point of differentiation, that's a huge one, right? Social media, your web presence, your employees, friends and family, and the list can go on, right? So guess what? Every item on that punch list relates to your branding. So let's do a little kind of quick practice here. What breweries stand out to you? So just go ahead and make a quick list in your head. If you were to look at the qualities of your most memorable and favorite breweries, I'm sure that strong branding is a large part of why you're quick to recall them. A strong and consistent brand identity, good packaging design, well-designed taproom and brewery, fantastic customer service and experience, location, and of course, really good beer. So these are all things that play a really important part of why you remember a brewery, why a brand has kind of stuck with you. If you think about, like, if you were to go to a store and you didn't have any particular beer style in mind, or if you didn't have a particular brewery or a particular beer that you wanted to purchase, I'm sure you've experienced it. You go look at the shelves and packages that are really well designed are going to be the ones that you're probably going to be gravitate towards and be the ones you're going to look at first, right? So obviously branding is a very strong and an important thing for your brewery. So let's go ahead and jump in here and take a look at these 7 crucial benefits to strong brewery branding. All right, so the first point is good first impressions. So let's, look at how much time, investment, and attention that you've put into your brewery and your beers. If you deliver quality beers with attention to detail and have mediocre package design or brewery branding that's mediocre, you're going to be sending a conflicting message to your customer. So don't fall short when it comes to the branding that represents your brewery and your beers. Great beer deserves branding that represents it properly. I mean, think about how much time you spend working on a beer. And some of these beers are ever evolving, right? No beer, I'm sure you talk to any brewers, like, no beer is perfect, right? You know, I was just listening to an interview from Breakside Brewery, which is a brewery in Portland, Oregon here that's been doing really well. They're about 30,000 barrels, and they constantly are fine-tuning. He said weekly they're fine-tuning their beers. You know, so just look at how much time and care goes into making your beer and making it great and making it the best it could be. It's just, to me, I don't know why, like, well, someone would do that and then not do the best they possibly could when it comes to creating the packaging, creating the brand identity, creating the branding that goes around that beer, right? You need to make that connection between the perceived quality, so what the customer sees, like, and makes that instant connection of, like, okay, yes, this is a quality product, you know? So you need to make that connection between the perceived quality of the way it looks between the actual quality of the beer itself, right? So good first impressions, huge. Okay, moving on to the second point. Branding creates trust and reaffirms credibility. So people are more likely to purchase from a business that appears polished and legitimate. Your first impression provides a sense of trust that you care about your craft. Once your customer tries your beer and it matches their expectations, you've just made the first step in solidifying your credibility. If you carry consistent branding over time, you start reinforcing its place in the customer's mind, and it creates fortification and develops a special relationship with the customer. So, yeah, so right, so this kind of goes back to the good first impressions, right? You know, if you want to look professional to someone who's a potential customer, if they see something that's done kind of half-ass, they see that you're not professional, like you're not credible, right? So putting together that, like, polished, you know, everything having a polished touch that when it leaves the door, it's the best, you know, to the best it can be given your resources and, you know, time. We all know time can be challenging, and we all know that resources can be challenging, but still making sure that everything you put out matches your core branding, you know, everything that goes out, like, look at your, like, core branding, but, like, does this represent who we are? Does this represent us well? You know, does it tie back to our core brand? You know, so people seeing that polished look and feel that is connecting with your core brand, that's going to build credibility over time. It's going to create trust. So over time, when people become aware of your brand, you know, you put out a new beer, that's going to make it even easier for that person to purchase that beer, because over time, they've bought your product enough times and they know to make the connection between the credibility of the liquid you have in your package that's coming out of that tap versus, you know, what they're expecting. So you put out a new beer and, like, look, you've already got somebody who trusts you. They know you're credible. So that makes it that much easier for a customer to purchase that new product, that new beer, because they already have credibility with you. Moving on to point three. Branding generates new customers. The idea here, strong branding will result in that good first impression, which might lead to their first purchase of your beer or a visit to your tap room. If there's a positive impression from your branding, customers are more likely to do business with you because of the familiarity and assumed dependability of a good brand. Once your brand is well established, you can expect the benefit of, like, word-to-mouth growth as loyal customers convey their positive experiences to their friends, family, and peers. So, yeah, right? So, I mean, these are all kind of like building on each other, right? I mean, good first impressions, that good, solid branding that's consistent, that's building that you know, credibility and trust. And now we're on to moving to generating new customers. Again, you go to that shelf, and it's that first impression, right? That might be the thing that makes you know, someone who maybe not be aware of your brand or your brewery, that's probably going to be the thing that leads them to their first purchase of your product, of your beer. If somebody is visiting a town, right? I mean, we all love, I mean, I do, right? Like when you go traveling to go to a different town, it's like one of the first things I do is look up, okay, what breweries are there? So if someone does a search online, right, on like Google or Yelp or whatever they are, Untappd or something, and they do a search, they're coming on your web presence that's looking at your branding. It's looking at your logo. It's looking at your colors. It's looking how well your website's designed. So that's their first impression. That can definitely be a deciding factor whether that person might become a new customer, right? And then, yeah, once again, like going back to the other points here, is that once your brand is well established and you're starting to build some sort of a, you know, I hate this word again, but like you're starting to build a kind of a tribe, you're starting to build people that trust your brand, then you can expect the benefit of word-to-mouth growth. Certainly, I do this, right? There's breweries around me that I absolutely love. They have great beer, of course. They've got great experiences, great breweries and tap rooms. Some of them are scenic. Some of them are just, you know, just great breweries. So there's no doubt that I am kind of more of like a loyal customer and I have connections. And if anyone comes to town, those are the first places I'm going to tell people to go to, right? So great branding generates new customers. All right, so moving on to point number 4, and that is attitude strength. A strong brand increases the consumer's attitude strength toward the product associated with the brand. Attitude strength is built by experience with a product. The consumer's awareness and associations lead to perceived quality, inferred attributes, and eventually brand loyalty. So again, like the attitude strength is kind of like the affinity, right? It's kind of like when somebody sees your product, they right away just like right in the head, they think of something immediately, right? They, if it was, again, like I was talking about the telling people about breweries that they would visit when they come to my town, right? What's the first thing you think of when you hear the name of one of those breweries that's one of your favorite breweries or favorite brands? Like, what's one of the first things you think of that comes to mind? What's the gut feeling you get? You know, sometimes it's like a warmth feeling that that reminds you of like maybe like the time you met your partner or something, right? Maybe it was at a brewery or you were on a special vacation. Like, that's like kind of that warm feeling. So that's kind of just like an attitude strength that you can have associated with products and with a brand. It's built by experience. Again, all these things build on that, right? The perceived quality, the trust and credibility, all that. Okay, so that was attitude strength. Okay, moving on to point number 5, and that is loyal customers. So first off, congrats. Right? Hell yeah. You've created great beer, you have solid branding, and now you're solidifying those experiences and connections with customers. This is huge for so many reasons, but when you have a strong brand and loyal customers, they are more likely to pay more and go out of their way to buy your beer. Right? I mean, this doesn't that just kind of make sense on its own? All right, someone who, when I go to the store lately, I don't know, maybe this is because I'm getting a bit old or whatever, kind of grumpy old man here, but when I go to the store late these days, I am much more likely to go for that brand that I'm familiar with than I would be to pick up something else, to pick up something I haven't tried. That's something in the back of my head that, if I pick up this 6-pack or this 4-pack, take it to my home, like, I may not like it, right? it's kind of a gamble. And then I've got this whole six pack or four pack of this beer that I may not be in love with. But being a loyal customer to certain breweries and certain brands, gosh, man, it's just a reassurance. Like, if I pick up that six pack, four pack, I know that I'm going to like that beer, or at least I know it's going to be of a certain quality, right? Not all beers are successes. Everyone has their personal tastes, but being a loyal customer, being loyal to certain brands, I gravitate towards those when I see them on a shelf. I just have that feeling. I just know that is going to be a beer that's going to fit well with me and that I'm going to like. I will kind of, into a sense, go out of my way to buy that beer. I'm going to look past those other breweries on the shelf that I'm not familiar with, to go to that product that I'm more loyal to, that I'm more aware of. So that, yeah, it's obviously huge, right? And that takes time to build, but a good brand is also going to help build those loyal customers. So that was point five, loyal customers. So let's move on to point number six, which is easy introduction of new products. And I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but when you have a strong brand and loyal customers, it is easier and less expensive to introduce new products or test them out before you further invest in them. If you have a loyal brand following, your customers will often be interested in your new products and even anticipate them being released. So make use of your best customers. They are a great resource to get feedback on your new beers, even like your new packaging designs, and just to bounce ideas off of. So again, right, so you've built this customer base, you've got this great brand, people have a good attitude strength towards it, they feel good about it, right, they're loyal customers. With these folks, as I just mentioned earlier, so right, if you're going to put out a new beer, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what, I trust these guys, I trust these gals, like, they put out good stuff, like, so they're much more likely to buy that new product than a brewery they're less familiar with. I think that just makes sense, right? I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But, you know, also, I think the opportunity that I don't know if enough breweries take advantage of, I know breweries that I talk to that have brewery clubs or brewery memberships definitely do, I think, take advantage of this, and it's smart. So if you're taking like your best customers, you probably know them on a first name basis, right? So yeah, they're a great resource for feedback, telling you what they like about new beers, and hopefully they can be honest with you and tell you if they don't like it. But then also, why not involve them in decision making processes for your business? You know, obviously you don't need to give away any like secrets or anything like that, but why not involve them in the process of like new packaging designs, coming out with a new label or coming out with a new kind of a rebrand or all new packaging? Why not to, you know, figure out, you know, what is this new like aesthetic that we're going for? What message are we trying to convey in our designs? Why not show a few different concepts to these loyal customers, introducing this new product, right? And being like, hey, does this, when you look at this, do you get this kind of message or this kind of idea out of these designs? Which one of these do you like best? You know, if you were to walk up to a shelf, which one of these three concepts would you buy, knowing X, Y, and Z, right? So yeah, so use these loyal customers to make an easy introduction of new products. So last but not least, this is going to be the seventh crucial benefit to strong brewery branding. And that is, I love this one, to improve employee pride and satisfaction. Right? I mean, I love it. I don't know. Like, I sometimes nerd out on business stuff, but this is one that I just came to me recently. And especially with one of the recent interviews I did with Jessica Farrell talking about branding with your employees, you know, it's just like, if you have an awesome brand with some really great, really great merchandise, like, your employees are going to feel good wearing that gear and representing your brewery. They will feel confident in telling their friends about their job and have a higher degree of pride in the work they do. And if your brand is held in high regard, positions working for your brewery will be well sought after, right? So, you know, if you got that really dope swag, you've got really awesome hats and really great jackets and button-up shirts or t-shirts and dog collars, of course, right? Because dog stuff sells like crazy. Then they're going to... And also the experience, right? If they invite their friends in and it's an awesome experience, you got, you know, maybe it's like you got good music playing, it's just comfortable. Maybe they can all hang out like on outside on the deck or in the patio and they've got like a fire going or something and they just feel comfortable. It's kind of that, the idea of like that third space, you know, you got your home, you got your job, and then you got that third space that you like to hang out in. And the employees like invite their friends there and they can hang out there. Man, right? Doesn't that make them feel good? Like, that gives them, they're like the cool, like kind of like one of the cool people in their group, right? Like, come hang out at my job, but the place I work, they've got this great, you know, whatever. So it really improves employee pride and satisfaction. And so in that return, you know, word of mouth is going to get around. And then friends of friends or whatever, like, they're going to want to work there too. So, wouldn't that, I mean, isn't that just like ideal to like have people that really want to be working for you? And again, word of mouth is huge. So people that work for you that they really have that pride and satisfaction, they're just going to be speaking highly of you. I imagine, you know, of people, friends or contacts that have, you know, had bad experiences at their old jobs. And, you know, maybe they got let go, maybe they just had a really bad experience. And how much trash were they talking about that company, right? You probably took that with a grain of salt because maybe, you know, maybe that experience wasn't exactly what the... There's two sides to every story, right? But if you hear that story and it's really good, then that's just going to make a better impact, right? So that last point there, improve employee pride and satisfaction. All right, so cool. Well, thanks for hanging out. So those were the 7 crucial benefits to strong brewery branding. Again, this was an article I posted on craftbrewcreative.com. I am trying to regularly publish content there. I do have a lot of blog posts up there. If you like this kind of stuff, you can go read some more. From time to time, I'll probably do this kind of thing where I had to get on the podcast and kind of go through some articles. Right, so, and as I mentioned before, if you'd like to subscribe and get these updates on blog articles, on new podcast episodes, on other events and special things going on, head over to brandingbrews.com and click on that subscribe tab. I'd love to have you on there, and I'd love to be able to reach out to you. Another benefit there is you can reply to any email I put out. I mean, it's coming from me. Hit that reply button. You can ask me any question you'd like. Anything that's on there. I love to connect with all these people out here. This is something I just really value, having this podcast and having this connection. So yeah, I'd love it if you subscribe. So stay safe out there. Hope things go well with this whole coronavirus thing. Hopefully it all just blows over and we're all back to regular life as we know it, right? So, all right. Well, until next time.
Thanks for checking out Branding Brews. My name is Ryan, your host, and also the owner of Craft Brew Creative. With over 15 years of experience in branding and design, I am able to bring my knowledge not only to the show, but to great clients that make great beer. From the essentials like websites, labels, tap handles and sales sheets, to merchandise and vehicle wraps, Craft Brew Creative would love to help develop a cohesive and strong brand for your brewery. Craft Brew Creative thrives on delivering value through a collaborative, fun, and interactive design process. Whether you're an existing brewery or a brewery in planning, Craft Brew Creative will be a valuable partner to your team. If you are in need of any design or marketing services, I would love to get in touch. Head on over to craftbrewcreative.com for more information, or just feel free to email me, Ryan@craftbrewcreative.com.